As you know, the race for the cure isn't going to be the race for the cure that we know it this year. Normally, it's in September. It's going to be in August, and it'll be a virtual race this year for Susan G. Komen of Oregon and Southwest Washington. And then there's the More Than Pink Walk, which you'll learn about on Friday. But first, tomorrow is your opportunity to give to Susan G. Komen of Oregon and Southwest Washington. It's the Day of Giving Telethon. It'll be on Channel 6 Coin TV tomorrow, and it'll start at 4 in the morning. And then goes to 11:30 at night. And the goal, well, I'm going to let Ann Berryman tell you. She's Komen's Director of Development and Communications. And Ann, welcome to the Mark Mason Show.
Thanks, Mark.
Your goal is to raise how much?
Our goal is to raise $100,000 for our treatment access program.
Wow. You sound like it's out of the Austin Powers movie. We're going to raise $100,000. There's something in my bones that's telling me people are going to watch and they are going to give. So, you know, I'm on your side. What is the Treatment Access Fund?
So let me tell you just a little bit about it. The Treatment Access Program was developed a few years ago by a woman who worked in our office, Tony Mountain. And the Treatment Access Fund is designed to provide gas, food, and lodging for those people that are currently in treatment and underserved. They might be unemployed, they might be underemployed, they might be 250% of the poverty line. It was originally designed for more rural communities where people had to drive at least 25 miles or more each way to get to their treatment for breast cancer. Today, we've removed the barriers to care, and that means that anybody in any part of Southwest Washington and Oregon can work with their nurse navigator or patient navigator, social worker, and share where they might have some needs. What we're learning is that people are forgoing treatment because they need to keep food and lights on in their homes. And that just is unacceptable.
That absolutely. This is so important, what you do. You just mentioned people who are unemployed or who are financially challenged. And I'm going to tell you right now, your need is going to go way up based on what's going on around us, which is
right.
Probably why you widened the scope of the area. So during this telethon, what's it going to be like? I mean, do you know yet what the format's going to be? When we tune in, what are we going to see?
So what you'll see tomorrow is stories. We are going to have live interviews from people who have benefited from the Treatment Access Program, which is a program that urgently needs the community support. We have seen in just the last 30 days, 100% increase in usage.
Yes.
So what that means is that we need to make sure that fund is available all year round. At the rate we're going currently, we will be see the funds dry up by probably the end of the summer. So what we are asking is we are asking everyone to consider text to give, donate online, send a check. Any amount will be life-saving. When people skip their treatment, they reduce their odds of survival. So tomorrow is really about sharing the program, what it does, talking with people who have benefited from it, talking with people who have actually worked with patients in the healthcare systems to make sure they have what they need financially to complete treatment. We'll also hear from a surgeon and a survivor, Dr. Nathalie Johnson, and of course our CEO. We'll have stories throughout that long run of 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. Tomorrow. And we're just going to share what it means to the community we serve. Really, our community is incredibly vulnerable. Our events have been canceled and moved out to dates very far in the future. And so fundraising is critical right now for us to continue to serve the population. So you'll see lots of different stories. You'll see vignettes of people who just are committed to this organization and want to make sure this fund is full And that $100,000 goal is really to make sure that fund is available all year. Well, and so there'll be a lot of opportunities for people to learn more about what Komen does.
You know, I was just thinking about that, because we're forced to change everything we do right now, right? There's no Race for the Cure, Walk for the Cure this year, but it'll be back. It's a virtual walk this year. And as I said, starting Friday, it's the More Than Pink Walk, the virtual race and walk. And we can talk more about that on Friday. But, you know, you start thinking outside the box and sometimes you come up with something that might work, you know, just as well. Maybe it'll be better because you're going to reach more people. All of a sudden, people will tune in, learn about what the Komen Foundation is all about and say, wow, I want to be part of that, not just today, but forevermore. It's a great idea. Tomorrow, Coin 6, 4 a.m. to 11:30 at night. And then you transition right into Stephen Colbert. So that's good. And you make a point, too, that people are not coming to their appointments. And, you know, for all the reasons, and maybe they're sound in that you don't want to show up at the hospital, right, while COVID is going on or all these different things are happening and you don't want to be a bother to people. They've got other things to do. And it is so nice of you to think, but you need your treatment. And my wife is a nurse, and she's telling me, you know, these hospitals, they're opening up again. They're taking the people. You are safe. You are totally safe there. You're probably safer than almost anywhere else. So get your treatments and then watch tomorrow on the telethon, everybody, not just those receiving treatments, but and you'll see you can go to KomenOregon.org. You can do that today. You don't have to wait. Or I understand you can text the keyword Day of Komen to 503-461-2294. Day of Komen, 503-461-2294. And give on your phone. Is that open right now? Can we do it at this moment if we want?
Absolutely.
The Susan G. Komen, Oregon and Southwest Washington Day of Giving. It's the telethon tomorrow that'll be on Coin 6, Channel 6, starting at 4 in the morning. So you're not going to miss it. You're going to see it and spend a little time with the Komen people and the patients and those who benefit. And I tell you what, I'm amazed, too, at just some of the workers, the volunteers you have and the social workers you work with, how stoked they are when they see results and when they see people, walking out after treatments and being applauded and they make it through and they're given that second lease on life. Mm-hmm. It's such inspiring pictures that you guys can present to us. And I hope this telethon is a big success tomorrow, Ann.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to serving more people in the community as the need has just skyrocketed.
For all the reasons we're all very much aware about, Ann Berryman is the Komen Director of Development and Communications for the Susan G. Komen Oregon and Southwest Washington programs. Thanks for being on the show. Good luck tomorrow. I think you should and sing a song tomorrow, Ann, but that's just me.
You do not want me to sing. Please don't.